Public health experts say the government has been unpicking drinking water safety protections since coming to power and is risking a repeat of the deadly Havelock North Campylobacter outbreak. The inquiry into the 2016 outbreak, in which thousands of people became sick by drinking water from contaminated bores and four people died, was regarded as one of the most comprehensive of its kind in the world. Now, a paper out today from the Public Health Communications Centre at the University of Otago says these findings, or those findings, are being cast aside. Co-author and University of Otago research fellow Marnie Prickett joins us now. Kia ora, good morning.
Kia ora, Colin.
Can you specify the exact bits which are being unpicked or unwound that you are most concerned about? Is this around the national policy statements?
Yeah, so one of the things that we learned through the Havelock North inquiry and through the Havelock North outbreak is that we need our policies and our agencies to be really well connected. We need their responsibilities to be really clear and explicit, and particularly our regional councils who have responsibilities for protecting people's drinking water sources. So that's the place, those are the rivers and the lakes and the groundwater that we get our water out of for drinking. And one of the things that is being unpicked is the Resource Management Act and the National Policy Statement for Freshwater Management. And what's really important in the new National Policy Statement is a provision that explicitly says that drinking water is a priority for regional councils. Source water protection is a priority, and you have to consider that before you consider things like commercial activities. The government has said that it's going to, quote-unquote, rebalance that. And to us, that's a really big red flag that says that they have forgotten what happened in Havelock North and how serious the consequences are.
Surely councils must have other public health and safety considerations they have to adhere to as well, though.
Well, what the inquiry found was that the regional councils had a no responsibility mindset. The inquiry found that they weren't clear enough on their responsibilities around the protection of drinking water sources. And the inquiry described drinking water source protection as the first and most significant barrier to protecting against illness and contamination. So because it wasn't explicit enough in our existing policy, following Havelock North's outbreak, they made it more explicit. So this is through the Te Mana o Te Wai framework. We had changes to the Resource Management Act, which made those responsibilities that councils have just much more explicit, that it was kind of unambiguous about what their responsibilities were. And by taking that clarifying work away, by unpicking those policies, we're making our drinking water more vulnerable.
Right. Thank you, Marnie. Marnie Prickett there, co-author and researcher from University of Otago into that issue around water.